Chapter 4.
By the way, Midge was reminded, where's Letty?
Letty?
She and Ned took the car into town to try to find more feathers for the headdresses. They ought to be back any minute now.
As well as being the screamer, the maid who discovered the bodies, Letty doubled as props, assembling and keeping track of the various props needed in the enactments. She was also stage managing the production. No easy task when the stage sprawled throughout almost the entire manor. Only the private quarters of family and staff in the kitchen were out of bounds. Nor was it easy to attempt to coordinate actors who had been given the mere skeleton of a script and were expected to flesh out the bones themselves. It was method acting at its most challenging. Fun, but exhausting, with more complications than were ever encountered on a real stage. However, the money was good, the food excellent, and the accommodation superb. At this season of the year, the alternative would have been a provincial pantomime, living in cheap digs in some distant outpost. A further bonus was the enthusiastic and appreciative audience.
Sorry, a voice called out as the front door slammed.
Letty never misses a cue, Reggie said admiringly.
Even when she doesn't know she's just had one, Midge agreed.
Aykroyd strolled out from behind the bar and stretched at their feet with an elaborately casual air that deceived no one. Letty had never yet failed to return from town without some special treat for him. His head turned towards the doorway expectantly as the hurrying footsteps drew nearer.
They haven't arrived yet, have they?
Letty swept in, precariously clutching a pile of slipping parcels and deposited them on the bar counter.
Oh, it's so nice and warm in here. It's bitter out, and I think we're going to have some snow. They'll love that. Bags of atmosphere.
We aim to please, Reggie said. But I'll bet it's not half so popular as the fog we had last month.
That was a stroke of luck, Letty agreed. And here's another.
She began emptying bags.
Look, treasure trove.
She up-tilted a bag and spilled a cascade of green and white penguin paperbacks across the counter.